Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. My personal story about reclaiming assets from my past. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I believe in financial assets, but also emotional assets. The two can go hand in hand. During my senior year of college, a nationwide search was launched to find one college student to represent all college co-eds across the country. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, a black fraternity at San Jose State University, nominated me. I later won the National College Queen pageant. It wasn't a beauty pageant. There wasn't swimsuit modeling or a talent competition. The pageant was based on finding a student who was well-rounded academically, civically, and socially. I was the first African-American winner. I was awarded a 1969 Firebird, a $5,000 wardrobe, and 100 shares of Corn Products International stock, furnished by the pageant sponsor Best Foods. Nevertheless, it was still a pageant. I had to wear sashes and tiaras. In fact, they gave me 15 tiaras to make sure I was never without one. I traveled all over the nation making appearances. I was on the Mike Douglas Show and the Dating Game. I was taken to the Best Foods kitchen and taught how to create new recipes and cook meals. At that time, even women who were considered accomplished still had to go through the gauntlet of the perceptions and expectations of what it was to be a woman, cooking, cleaning, doing makeup, and preparing a home. It was a difficult period in our nation's history, especially if you were an African-American woman in the public eye. As I traveled the states, including through the South, I received death threats. The passengers were cleared from the plane on which I was about to fly because of a bomb threat. These I consider experiences that were assets that helped make me the person I am today. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.